Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsHow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Jamaica receives 55,000 visitors after Hurricane Beryl. Jamaica Tourism Minister, Honorable Edmund Bartlett, announced that Jamaica has welcomed 55,000 visitors since reopening its ports following the passing of Hurricane Beryl. On July 2 and 3, we had no tourists arriving in Jamaica. But on the 4th of July, we started receiving visitors again. In just 7 days, July 4th to 10th, we've brought in a total of 55,000 visitors, Minister Bartlett stated. He made this announcement at the opening of the 10th staging of the Christmas in July trade show, held at the National Arena on July 11th to 12th, 2024. This is what resilience looks like. We can assure the world that 80% of our assets are intact, and we are ready to welcome you. Our visitors returned because they had confidence in our promises, knowing the integrity behind them, he added. Minister Bartlett highlighted Jamaica's role as a global leader in tourism resilience. 7 years ago, we initiated discussions on resilience here in Jamaica. 6 years ago, I established the first Global Resilience and Crisis Management Center at the University of the West Indies. Since then, we've established 6 more centers in different countries worldwide. Next week, I'll be heading to Brazil to establish another, with more to follow. He also used the opportunity to commend the Tourism Enhancement Fund, lead organizers of the Christmas in July initiative, for the significant economic impact of the event. Christmas in July provides a marketplace for showcasing products, bringing together buyers and sellers. Today, over 205 exhibitors are present. The event has seen substantial growth, from 110 successful applicants in 2018 to 180 last year. In 2018, we saw earnings of over $50 million from this event. In 2019, despite challenges, we still achieved over $30 million. Even in 2020, amidst a global pandemic, our resilient artisans managed to generate $4.83 million in just 1 month after the trade show. Last year, from the 20% of participants who responded to our post-event survey, we recorded $20.3 million in earnings, noted Minister Bartlett. Christmas in July is a premier event where corporate Jamaica, the tourism industry, gift shops, pharmacies, and the diplomatic community come together. It offers a unique opportunity for exhibitors to display their products to key buyers responsible for selecting tokens and gifts. The event is a collaborative effort of the Tourism Linkages Network, a division of the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, along with its partners, including the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association, JHTA, Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, and the Jamaica Manufacturers and Exporters Association, JMEA. Seen in image, Tourism Minister, Honorable Edmund Bartlett, second right, Minister of Industry, Investment, and Commerce, Senator the Honorable Aubin Hill, right, and Chief Executive Officer of the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, Miss Valerie Vera, admire a painting by Sean Lady Ash Ashman, left, from the Art of Motivation Incorporated during the 10th Annual Christmas in July trade show, organized by the Ministry of Tourism and key partners, at the National Arena on July 11th and 12th. eTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.